Track 8, Time Values. When programming a song, each song has its own tempo, which is made up of beats per minute. The speed of a song all depends on the tempo or time value. Let's start by defining each musical note. If you are able to write, please pause this CD and go get a pen and paper. If you are unable to write, follow along by picturing the following information in your mind. At the top left side of the page, draw a small circle. This circle is called a whole note. This is what all the beats should equal. In this demonstration, please write in the number 2000 right next to the right of the circle. The number 2000 stands for 2000 milliseconds. There are 1000 milliseconds in 1 second. So, if we put the whole note at 2000, TikTok will hold a sound for 2 seconds. At this time, put down your paper and go to TikTok and do the following. Please put in the left and right brackets and put the cursor in between the two brackets. Now, let's start with the R sound. So type in AO. Now, we need to assign it to a time value. So put in a left angle bracket, which looks like a less than sign. To get the left angle bracket, hold down the shift key and press the key that has the comma. Next, put in the number 2000, which is 2000. And put in the right angle bracket, which looks like a greater than sign. To get the right angle bracket, hold down the shift key and press the key that has the period. If you tell TikTok to speak, you should hear something like "Ah!" You have just programmed your very first whole note. Now, go back to your sheet of paper, and under the whole note, I want you to write a big lowercase d. This lowercase d is what a half note looks like. A half note is half of a whole note. So if you remember, we gave the whole note a time value of 2000. So, half of 2000 is 1000. So to the right of the big lowercase d, write in 1000. Now instead of having you delete your very first sound, we are going to add to it. So after the right angle bracket, put in AY, which will make the I sound. Now, put in another left angle bracket, then the number 1000, which is 1000. Then, put in another right angle bracket. Now if you have TikTok speak, you will get I. Notice that the I is half shorter than the R. This is why they call it a half note. Now, go back to your paper, and under the half note, make another lowercase d, only this time, shade in the circle part that makes the d. This is called a quarter note. Now to the right of the quarter note, write in the number 500. Now notice that 4 times 500 equals 2000. So 4 quarter notes equals 1 whole note. Now, let's go back to TikTok and make sure your cursor is to the right of the right angle bracket. Now, let's put in a OO sound. So type UW. Then a left angle bracket, then the number 500 or 500, then a right angle bracket. And if you have TikTok speak, you will now hear "Ah!" Now go back to your paper and under the quarter note, make another quarter note and shade it in like before. Now at the very top of the stem of the D, draw a short diagonal line going down and to the right. This is called an eighth note. And if you review all your numbers, the whole note is at 2000, the half note is half of that which is 1000, a quarter note is half of that which is 500, and now the eighth note will be half of that, which is 250. 8 times 250 equals 2000. 8 eighth notes equals 1 whole note. So let's go back to TikTok and let's do any sound this time. So make sure your cursor is to the right of the right angle bracket, and now type in IY, then of course the left angle bracket, then the number 250 or 250, followed by the right angle bracket. And when you have TikTok speak, you will get AAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAA And do you remember that diagonal line that you added at the top of the D? that is called a flag. I want you to put another flag under it, so it will look like a lowercase d shaded in with two flags at the top of the d slanting down and to the right. This is called a 32nd note. And let's go over all the numbers one more time. The whole note equals 2,000. Half of it gives you a half note, which is 1,000. Half of 1,000 leaves you a quarter note, which is 500. And half of 500 gives you an eighth note, which is 250. And half of 250 gives you the 32nd note, which is 125. And you can try this out by making sure your cursor is to the right of the right angle bracket. And this time, let's do an A sound. So put in A, then the left angle bracket, then put in 125, then the right angle bracket. And now when Deck Talk speaks, it will sound like A-U-E-A. Okay, the next part of this should be easier. Go back to your paper and find your half note, and it should say half note equals 1,000. So after the 1,000, I want you to draw another half note, which is a big lowercase d. Now this time, put a dot after it. This is called a dotted half note. The dot tells us to add one more half onto the half note. So being that the half note has a value of 1,000, we would add the quarter note, which is 500, onto it. So the dotted half note would equal 1,500. So go ahead and write in 1,500 to the right of the dotted half note. Now under the dotted half note, I want you to draw another quarter note, which you do by making a big lowercase d and shading it in. And to the right of it, put a dot. This is called a dotted quarter note. Now the quarter note had a time value of 500, so the dot means to add half of it onto the 500. So half of 500 is 250, which is the value of the eighth note. So 250 plus 500 equals 750. So to the right of the dotted quarter note, write in 750. Now under the dotted quarter note, draw another eighth note, which is a big lowercase d, shaded in, with one flag at the top that angles down and to the right. And on the right side, put in a dot. This is a dotted eighth note. And the eighth note has a value of 250, and the dot means to add half of it on. So half of 250 is 125, and you add them together to get 375. These are all the notes. Now in real sheet music, these notes can be found upside down, but they all mean the same. They can also have a line going from one to another, like you might see a half note with a line going to an eighth note. This means add them together. You may also see three or four notes connected together with one or two bars on top. One bar means that the notes are eighth notes, and two bars means that they are all 32nd notes. If you see three eighth notes together, or three quarter notes together with the number 3 on top, this means that it's a triple note. So if the notes are three eighth notes, treat the last two like 32nd notes. If they are three quarter notes, treat the last two notes like eighth notes. Now, there is one more set of notes, which are called rests. Because these symbols don't really look like anything that is easy to explain, we are going to come as close as we can get. First, we will start with what is called a whole rest. This looks like a horizontal rectangle. It hangs down from the staff line, known as the D line, which will be covered on track 10, pitches. So once again, the whole rest looks like a horizontal rectangle hanging down from the B line. Next is the half rest. This is also a horizontal rectangle, but instead of hanging down, it sticks up from what is called the B line, which will also be covered on track 10, pitches. And once again, a half rest is a horizontal rectangle, sticking up from the B line. Next is the quarter rest. The closest thing that describes this is a right curly bracket. On a standard computer keyboard, the right curly bracket is found by holding down the shift key and pressing the key located two keys over from the letter P. Next is the eighth rest. This looks like a percent sign, only it doesn't have a zero on the bottom. All of the rests equals the same values as the notes, and they may be dotted as well. To change the tempo of a song, just assign the whole note to a higher or lower number, then divide by 2 to get the values for each note. The lower the number, the faster the song will be. This is the end of the lesson track.